This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Analysts say that while there may have been no major breakthroughs delivered during talks between Chinese leader Xi Jinping and U.S. President Joe Biden late Monday, there were indications that relations between the two world powers may have turned a corner. The White House said in a statement issued early Tuesday that U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed the opportunity to speak candidly and straightforwardly to his Chinese counterpart about issues including human rights, economic competition, and Taiwan in their first one-on-one meeting since Biden took office. In a statement issued following the nearly three-and-a-half-hour virtual meeting, the White House said President Biden underscored that the U.S. will continue to stand up for its interests and values and advance an international system that is free, open, and fair. The statement emphasized the priority the president places on far-reaching investments at home while we align with allies and partners abroad to take on the challenges of our time. Biden seemed to temper recent statements he had made in Taiwan's defense. The White House statement said the U.S. supports the one-on-one China policy, opposes Taiwan's independence, and strongly opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. Ugandan police Tuesday said at least three people have been killed in what they now say were twin suicide bomber attacks in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Ugandan police force spokesman Fred Enanga told reporters the explosions came 3 minutes apart mid-morning, with one blast near a police station and another on a street near the parliamentary building. He said security camera video showed they were delivered by suicide bombers driving vehicles disguised as motorcycle taxis. Health officials say some 27 people have been hospitalized with injuries suffered in the blasts. This is VOA News. U.S. drug maker Pfizer announced Tuesday it has signed a deal with a UN-backed group to allow other manufacturers to make its experimental COVID-19 pill, a move that could make the treatment available to more than half of the world's population. In a statement issued Tuesday, Pfizer said it would grant a license for the antiviral pill to the Geneva-based medicines patent pool, which would let generic drug companies produce the pill for use in 95 countries, representing about 53% of the world's population. Under the terms of the agreement, Pfizer will not receive royalties on sales in low-income countries and will waive royalties on sales in all countries covered by the agreement, as long as COVID-19 remains a public health emergency. The deal excludes some large countries that have suffered devastating COVID-19 outbreaks. For example, while a drug company in Brazil could get a license to make the pill for export to other countries, the medicine could not be made generically for use in that country. Still, health officials say the fact that the deal was struck even before Pfizer's pill has been authorized for use anywhere could help end the pandemic quicker. Oral COVID treatments such as Pfizer's and a pill developed earlier by U.S. drug maker Merck can be dispensed by pharmacies and taken at home, while previous treatments had to be injected or taken intravenously. The company reported early trials of the oral antiviral showed a nearly 90% reduction in risk of severe disease and hospitalization in patients treated within 3 days of symptom onset. Myanmar's ruling military junta has leveled new criminal charges against the de facto leader of the country's former civilian government, Aung San Suu Kyi. An announcement in state-run media Tuesday said the 76-year-old Suu Kyi and 15 other officials have been accused of various charges of electoral fraud in connection with last November's general elections, won in a landslide by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, or NLD, over the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. The junta has cited widespread electoral fraud in the elections as its reason for toppling the civilian government February 1st. The Civilian Electoral Commission denied the military's allegations of fraud, a ruling supported by independent international monitoring groups. The junta has since declared the results of the 2020 election invalid and has threatened to dissolve the NLD. Suu Kyi, who led the ousted government as state counselor, and other high-ranking officials have been jailed since the coup. Authorities in Hong Kong said Tuesday they had seized nearly 1,000 kilograms of live lobster and sea cucumbers believed to be bound for mainland China, months after Beijing restricted imports of lobsters from Australia amid escalating tensions between the two countries. Hong Kong officials report they seized 890 kilograms of lobsters and 930 kilograms of sea cucumbers during the operation Monday, with a total estimated value of $1.3 million. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.